Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to 16th up to 18th verses of chapter Nur.
ولولا إذ سمعتموه قلتم ما يكون لنا أن نتكلم بهذا سبحانك هذا بهتان عظيم.
And why, when you heard it, did you not say, "It is not for us to speak of this"? Exalted are you, O Allah. This is a great slander.
يَعِظُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُوا لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
Allah warns you against returning to the likes of this conduct ever, if you should be believers.
ويبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم.
And Allah makes clear to you the verses, and Allah is knowing and wise.
We said, dear listeners, that these couple of verses are explaining the previous discussions about how some of those believers of the society were carelessly involved in the great sin of rumor mongers. Those rumor mongers who wanted to disgrace some faithful and chaste people of that society. And some of the believers did not take the necessary precautions in that time, and they helped them spread that rumor. So, in the 16th verse, we read that the Holy Quran tells them, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. You had to say, it is not right of us to speak of this. And you had to say, سُبْحَانَكَ. You had to resort to Allah. You had to take refuge with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you had to say to yourselves, هَذَا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is a great calumny. And afterwards, that you had told it to yourselves, you could have told this to those rumor mongers. You could have stopped them by saying this into their faces. So they took this action, this believing in what those rumor mongers said without any reason. They took it lightly by saying it is easy to do it. And they touched off it. And they became the puppet of rumor mongering and those hypocrites' conspiracies. We will, if Allah wills, discuss the importance of sinful rumor mongering and its motivations and how to struggle against it. We will also mention in details some points in the commentary of these verses.
(Speaking in Hebrew) We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, since in the verses, the story of Ifk is mentioned and the gloomy, agonizing consequences of rumor-mongering and slandering reputation of pure persons are brought up, the Holy Quran says, يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُوا لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا. Allah admonishes you that you should never repeat the like of it forever. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you are true believers. If an individual does not go after such great sins, it means that this individual is faithful because he has understood that this part of his actions was not true. This part of the action needs to be replaced with some better actions. And so he has understood he does not go into that part ever again. As a matter of fact, these verses outline one of the principles of repentance, because merely being regretful and upset of the past is not enough. And decision for not repeating it in the future must be taken too. Actually, this is the difference between the true repentance and the appearance of it. Because true repentance means being regretful of what you have done in the past, added with the decision not to repeat it in the future. This is the true form of repentance. Now, to give caution that these words are not some common or usual ones, and it is Allah, the all-knowing and wise, who has stated this to make some great factors clear, the next verse explains some crucial truths. وَيُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. It is Allah that makes clear to you the signs, and Allah is knowing the wise. Allah is aware of our needs, evil and good deeds, as His knowledge demands, as He subhanahu wa ta'ala modulates His commandments and ordinances to it, as His wisdom demands. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.